Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's the most resilient parasite?
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Can build cities. Can transform the world. And rewrite all the rules.
That's what I'll be doing every single night.
Which is why...
No!
I have to steal it.
What are you talking about, Willis?
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
It's going to work. It's passable, okay? This isn't terrible.
The best in local, regional, and national sports.
With no hidden agenda.
Primetime with Isaac and Sue on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what'd it do? What? Hello?
Hello.
Hi, Mike. Hello?
Ahoy!
He's here. He's just... What's going on over there?
Am I on?
Yes.
Anybody?
All right. God.
The Wheatstone came unplugged again. The Wheatstone TS4 talent station has done me in. Like, there's no leeway. The cord is, like, it's the exact length that it needs to be in order to be plugged in. So if you move it, like, half an inch, everything comes unplugged, and then I have no idea if I'm on or not.
Jesus.
Oh, by the way. Ahoy! There you go.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
The coronavirus did not get me or the Wheatstone.
Yes, we live another day.
I can hear again. I'm back. It had to reboot.
All right.
Except we're out of wipes, so.
No, we're not.
Well.
We just stole them.
We've commandeered more. Now, let me ask you the question.
We're rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic.
Sure. So we're the
There's
only.
There's nobody in the building.
See, this is my thing, right? I feel like we're justified in this, but I want to put it out to the people. We're the only ones. There's a couple other people that are still doing shows at different parts of the day.
Gustav's in here,
but for the most part, it's...
Tim Taylor is here.
There's a handful of on-air people.
New Major League Baseball Commissioner Tim Taylor.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
The great Tim Taylor.
Have you ever wanted to hear someone's opinion less than Tim Taylor's
on
thoughts on baseball?
No, but I kind of want you to share with them. That way we can openly mock them. But everyone else in the building's gone. And we've run out of cleaning supplies. Like, during this whole thing, Crazy Ed McGinley brought in, like, bleach wipes and Lysol and hand sanitizer and then distributed it out. They just were at random spots throughout the building. Well, now that everyone's gone, but we're still here, we've gone through it all. So are we justified now in going scavenger style?
Hell yeah.
And anything in the building is free game?
No question.
Right?
Why would that even be a question?
Well, because if someone has, like, hand sanitizer or bleach wipes on their desk... I mean,
well, that's a little different. That's their personal property. I think you should maybe send an email to them. Say, hey,
by the way,
we're taking this because we're here.
Yeah.
But there's stuff around, like in the bathrooms. And like I just stole a full can of Lysol disinfectant spray from the front desk.
So you're feeling that
that's front desk.
That's where we got the wipes also.
Yeah, that's
from
where
the
we got the wipes.
Well, I haven't seen her in 5 days.
Well, yeah, she's not working right now.
So that's free.
Well, somebody said she's here in the morning.
Yeah, so I saw her the other day when I came in. She was there.
Well, she just lost her can of Lysol.
and her wipes.
So I'm kind of thinking at this point, have we reached martial law in anything in the building?
Well, look,
it's up for grabs.
Where are our fearless leaders?
Nowhere to be found.
They're at home sitting in quarantine. The least you could do is get us some supplies while we're in here risking our lives for the people.
I haven't seen an email about random supplies laying around, but...
Come on, Jeff.
We now have commandeered, because I feel like steal is a strong word. I feel like commandeered some bleach wipes and some Lysol.
We didn't steal anything.
We've merely borrowed them.
But we're not planning on replacing it because, well, we can't.
I'd put it back. Like, if this thing all ended tomorrow and you're just like, everything's fine,
I'd put it back.
But that's not going to happen.
No.
So
that's your Lysol can now.
You're damn right.
Well, if we can have a wartime president, can't we have wartime radio announcers? Right? We're...
We're rationing.
We're in the battlefield right now, and we're out of ammo, and we come across, some on the battlefield. I feel like, hey.
That's right.
We just pick it up and run with it.
That's right. I have no problem doing that. None.
I just came in and Dirt's like, hey, we're out of stuff. And next thing I know, Mike's at the front, and he's like, wait.
Hey.
I'm grabbing these.
Much love to Dirt and Sprague, and shame on both of you.
What?
As I was saying at the end of their broadcast, they wore their baseball gear today.
Oh, yeah, it's opening day.
And
yeah.
I think that...
I thought about it this morning.
Well, why didn't you do it? Because I think that that's an unwritten thing. Like, as baseball fans, particularly today, where we're all bummed that opening day is canceled or postponed.
Yeah.
I think you got to wear your hat, man.
Well, I don't have a hat because I don't have any hats. But I should have wore a shirt.
I find that odd.
I think Mike's head's too big.
My head
hats.
Is too big.
I know, but John's head is... Your brother, John?
Yeah, you got to find an eight.
His head's enormous.
It's uncomfortable.
And he wears
large.
A nice Mariner hat. I just... Look, I'm not going to chastise you
I should
for not
have worn
being
a Yankee
hat
shirt,
guy,
yes.
But I just think you got to rep your team on on opening day.
To be honest with you, I did... Because if you haven't followed my brother, I think it's Jay Sukanik on Twitter. He's a good follow anyways. But have
he
you
is seen, a good follow.
He is. He's
engaged.
He is engaged. And he care more. And what else does he have to do? Like, he works for the
and
government.
And he keeps it light. He doesn't, he's not like,
no, he's not a political
he's not hitting
guy
us over the head
anything.
With no. his BS.
Well, he is live tweeting. He's got Lego Mariner baseball. Like, he's got a Lego set and he's live tweeting a Mariners Lego game that he's playing in his mind.
I saw one.
And he's moving the pieces around. It's quite good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, if you're looking,
I saw a seventh inning stretch, I think, and he threw down a hot dog and a bottle of ketchup or mustard.
So if you're looking for like a little light-hearted fare and you're on Twitter today and you're jonesing for some baseball, go follow my brother, at Jay Sukanik, and you can get Lego Mariner baseball. I'm assuming now that we're into the late innings, the Mariners bullpen will blow it.
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I mean.
Hello.
I mean, if he's going to be, and here's the thing, John better not pull any BS and have some sort of miraculous victory come from behind for the Mariners. No, if he's going to do this, I hope he's keeping it accurate and that the Mariners blow this thing.
Who are they to play today?
Let me look that up. I'm not sure who
they... Not that it matters.
I'm not sure who they got.
I feel like maybe it was the A's.
I kind of feel like it was, too. I saw this morning when he was doing it, and I thought it was the A's.
Well, anyway, I was up early this morning at the Casa.
Yeah.
And I went downstairs and outside for a second to catch some fresh air.
That happens sometimes.
See what
to time.
The weather's like, you know, see what's raining, see how cold it is.
It was quite
chilly.
Cold this morning.
Very chilly. And there was a guy delivering goods to the coffee shop or whatever, the bakery next door.
Okay.
And he had his Red Sox hat on.
Oh.
And I gave him a nice, well, I didn't have a hat on at the time.
Did you give him an attaboy?
I did. I gave him a wave. I was like, man, yes. And that reminded me that today was opening day, that guy's like, yeah, I don't even like, I hate the Red Sox, actually. But I thought it was great, and that
good,
inspired me to drop my Royals hat on, my white dome today.
Yeah.
And I think everyone should do the same.
Well, I had a...
So we're 3-for-6 here. I didn't see Cam and Dusty this morning, but I'm sure Dusty had his Astros hat on. Who's Cam's team? Does he have a team? Does he have a favorite baseball team?
He's a Mariners
fan. I'm assuming the Mariners, because he's from up in he's from up in that direction.
Okay. But 3 of the 6 in the afternoon, Dirt, Sprague, and I wore our lids.
Yeah, I think Dusty. I think Dusty stole his Astros hat from a little kid. I think he pushed him down and took it.
You, Swigard, and Mike did not. Yeah. And I'm thoroughly disappointed. I said, Swag, where's your Dodgers hat? He's like, I don't even know where it is.
Wow.
God.
Now, I do know where mine's at. I woke up this morning, and to be honest with you, I forgot it was opening day until I saw my brother's Lego Mariners opening day. And I was like, oh, opening day. Now, I don't know if this matters, but I did wear a Met stocking cap today.
Love that.
To run.
Love that.
I did put that on for the sake of opening day. And then I thought about, like, in my head, I was like, oh, because all my hats are in just in one area. Like, I got like a closet and you keep
How do you keep your hats? Do you hang your hats solo, or do you just pile them on top of one another?
No, like, you have the closet, like, when you walk in the house. I don't know what you call, like, an entryway closet.
You're fancy. No, we don't.
Doesn't every house have that one closet? Like when you walk in the...
Yes.
Yeah, it's just the standard given, right?
I don't have that.
Yes, you do. I don't think there's a house alive that doesn't have an entry closet.
We used to. We don't anymore.
Okay. And nothing... There's no real organization to it, right? Stuff just gets thrown in it. There's just a random...
That's right. That closet typically is off limits.
Yes.
In terms of like just anything can go in there. If you need something to go away, put it in there.
I usually put my coats and or jackets and my shoes in there.
Yeah, that's right.
But it's not
and my wife.
But the top of it is just like these little bins that are filled with random things.
Things. That's right. Remote controls.
Yes.
Perhaps ski gloves. Perhaps
I have a frisbee up there.
Yeah. My wife's purses are up there.
Sure. And there's no rhyme or reason. It's not a real I meant to do this sort of vibe. Like you just like same thing with us. Like you just open it up and shoes get kicked off into it. So if you need to find anything in there, it's kind of Thunderdome. So
very undervalued piece of a home.
Yeah,
is that the
coat closet?
It's typically a coat closet. That's what it's for if it were organized.
Yeah,
but and usually most people have coats in there, but it's a catch-all closet.
So that is where like 90% of my hats reside, right? And then you usually have one or two that you're wearing on a regular. Like I have this. This is it's like a skate surf shop. Like I wear that one a bunch. And so that'll be out just like on the desk. You grab it and I wear it on a fairly regular basis. But the rest of my hats are up there. And that's where I went and got the Mets stocking cap when I went for a run today in honor of opening day. And I told myself, hey, when I leave, grab the Mets hat, right? Because we usually do that on opening day. And I'm not going to lie,
so
man.
So am I hearing excuses from you?
When I left the house today, it didn't even... Didn't even think about it. Like at 10:30 this morning, it was on my radar. When I left to come in at 2, completely forgot about it.
I didn't think about it until I was here at 1:30 after recording a podcast.
You think it's a thing, though? Like, people do wear...
Oh, yes, for sure.
On opening day.
For sure.
They wear their team's hat.
Yeah.
Or shirt or whatever.
You should.
Look, I have a couple of Yankee shirts. I should have worn one.
I'll give you right now that it was Bush League on my part. I thought about it, and here's the thing, and this is how stupid I am.
Apology accepted.
My dumbassness knows no bounds. I even had this thought as I was rummaging through to find the Mets stocking cap today, right? I sat there and looked at my Mets hat and thought, take it down, that way you won't forget it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I had this thought, I'll be fine. And I knew damn well that I wouldn't be fine. In that moment, I bet on myself, and it was the worst bet you could possibly make. Like, if I was giving myself odds on whether I'd remember that, it's 20-1 long shot. And yet in my mind, I'm like, oh, I got this.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, you bet on yourself.
Where I'm like, oh, I should do that right now because I'm thinking about it. Oh,
yeah. I'll do it later.
Fleeting.
I like to call that a problem for future me. And usually future me just disappoints the ever-living S out of current me.
Hey, I'm hearing the live Lego game is the best Mariner game in 20 years.
Are they winning?
I don't know. That's just what somebody texted.
It really is a good thing that he's doing. It's pretty clever, and he's putting some thought and detail in it. And also lets you know that my brother, who is working for the county with our tax dollars, this is what he's doing during his work
day. And this is only, what, like day 2 or 3 that he's working from home?
I think it's only his second homework day.
If this is day 2, what's going to happen next
week?
And
think about this. He's sober.
Yes, there's not even booze
always
involved.
Sober.
Stone cold sobriety, and he's doing that.
I have another.
I worry about him.
Why?
Well,
this is his dream. He's getting paid to sit at home and do Lego Mariner games. The man's in heaven. Look, I was talking to my brother today.
Yeah.
They're in San Diego, you know?
Sure.
Total shutdown, way more than here. Two little girls, ages 6 and 4? I don't know.
That's called the guesstimate of your nieces. Way to go, Rob.
Hey, look at that. Crazy Eyes McGinley. Hey! Crazy Eyes, thank you. Crazy Eyes just waltzes in here and drops down some Clorox wipes.
Now, let me ask you this.
We do have time for this.
Now that we have...
And he labeled them the last ones.
This is what Rob said, by the way.
Do I, guys?
Daughters do I.
They're 6 and 4. 6 and 3, maybe?
Now, the question, now that we've acquired these, will we return the other ones to the front?
No.
Because
I need them in this room as well.
Yeah, someone called that on the text line. That's called we didn't steal them. That's called a tactical acquisition.
I like that.
During battle times.
I like that.
So let's go ahead and roll with that.
Yeah, so they're both nurses, you know?
Yeah.
But they're off. They're like, I don't know why they're not
How
working.
Is that?
I don't know.
I don't think you're allowed to be off.
Say, get your mask and get in there, hero boy.
What are you talking about?
But they're
this
off.
This is time to shine.
He said they're saving money. They don't have to pay for school for the kids. Right?
They're living.
They don't need gas because they don't go anywhere.
Yeah.
They're basically on vacation. They sit out in their garage and drink and watch the kids ride bikes. He's like, this is great.
Well, I guess always look on the bright side of life. I saw someone, I don't remember who it was, that was on Instagram or whatever, compared this to Vegas. He said, I'm losing money every day. I'm drinking at odd hours during the day, and I have, and the time and day just mean nothing anymore. It's all just blurred together. He goes, basically, this is just Las Vegas.
Like the retired folk.
Yeah.
But yeah, Vegas, yeah, for, yeah. So you basically get paid. Some people have a pretty good deal where they just get paid to not get COVID.
Pretty much.
Like they get paid to sit at home.
Well, my brother, I mean.
And now that's not to like. I mean, those people are very fortunate. There's a lot of people that are really struggling, and that yep. and that definitely sucks. But there are a lot of people like your brother and my brother who are happy with their situations. They're like, yeah. great, pay me to stay home and not get sick. Of course.
Your grandfather.
That's a thing.
Your grandparents were called to war. You're called to sit on your
Try
ass.
Peanut butter eggs.
Right. That's why all these people bitching. It's like, is it really that hard?
Well,
short of losing your job.
Short of losing your job.
Yeah, it's bad. But I mean, for the people that get to keep their jobs, I mean, are you being asked to do that much?
No.
I mean, but, come on.
By the way, my brother officially has the hydroplane races going for the seventh inning stretch.
I love that.
It really is. Like he's
So let me guess, he filled like a bathtub?
No, he went behind the couch and they printed out the little different planes and put them on sticks. And then he's kind of racing them along the back end of the couch.
So good.
It really is the best thing going on in sports right now.
Well, I want to tell you, I have another hat thing. Can we talk hats?
Sure.
What the hell else are we doing?
Exactly, right? Go for it.
We're going to talk hats next because I bought something pertaining to the hats because I take my hat game seriously.
Well, you should.
Is that Heather running the race?
I would assume so. Either Heather's filming or she's running the race.
No, because...
No, she's got to be filming.
No, because someone with hair is running
yeah.
the race.
I do believe...
You can see the head poke up slightly.
My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch running the hydroplane races.
Because that's way too much hair for either of his sons or himself.
It's a family affair going on right now.
Okay, so I found something that I just think is changing my world.
Yeah.
In the hat game.
Okay.
And I'm sure, almost positive, that I'm dead last to this because I'm never first. Like, I'm never the guy with the new thing that everybody has to try. You
like,
know?
Right now, this is going to be like when Rob's like, have you seen this iPhone? It's all the rage. People are loving it.
But
have you seen what Google's doing?
Well, I'm on board with this technology, and we'll tell you about it coming up next. And we'll talk some sports. It's 317 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Well, Will Darkins hopefully he doesn't have COVID because he did not put up today's poll question.
What's he doing?
I don't know what he's doing.
I also sent him a couple segments yesterday. Nothing happened with him.
What is going on?
Is Will okay?
I think Will.
Do we need a welfare check?
We might. You might need to call him. Let's call him live on the air.
Is he just like in a drunken stupor right now? He's like, poll question. Yeah.
Well, it is normally at 1080thefan.com. It is always brought to you by AAA Heating and Cooling, family business helping families for over 50 years. AAAIAQ.com. Today, the poll question that I sent him was, how sad are you that today was supposed to be opening day? Notably sad, very sad, so effing sad, or exceedingly sad. 1080thefan.com, if it were there. Now, let me tell you. So we were talking about hats.
Yeah.
And I busted out the Royals hat today, although I'm getting close to needing a new one. And I'm probably going to get, you know, a nice new fitted one.
Sure.
And work it in, you know.
Well,
it'll take a couple years to get it into the rotation.
You were talking about getting a Padres hat.
Yeah. I was down there recently and I just am having trouble finding the right one.
I will tell you that buying a hat it's not just a spur of the moment decision. No. You gotta put some thought into it. I'm with you.
That's right. I'm drafting up my pre-hat buy plan right now. Should take me 6 months or so to get that down on paper, and then I'll proceed with step one.
Understand.
And so anyway, I've got my hat game right now. I'm happy with it. Mm-hmm. I have several. I would say probably, let's go 20 hats, mm-hmm. whether they be golf or baseball or just, you know, everyday hats.
It kind of offends me a little bit in that I am really jealous of your hair right now. I mean, it's pretty spectacular. And I don't have any. And you wear way more hats than I do. And I feel like it's a bit of a slap in my face. Like, you've got that beautiful mane, and it's always covered up. And then I come in here, and I wear a hat every other day, give or take, you know, maybe twice a week. And I do feel like it's a little bit of an F you towards me.
By the way,
that you wear that every day.
Quick pause on air producing. Mike Lynch, did you catch the...
on all fours. My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch. I'm not going to lie.
Thank you.
I'm not going to lie.
He did catch it.
That was a purpose pitch.
And then you paused.
I paused for
you appropriately paused.
Yeah. Believe me, I knew where I was going with that. My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch.
I got to get the H in there.
What up? Then continue with the rest of the sentence.
Good times. So anyway, I stack my hats.
Yeah.
And I'm not too happy about it because that can hurt the shape.
Sure.
If you have hats that have shape. Some do, some don't, right? Sometimes the dad hats, you can just throw them all on top of each other. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I've got my hats in three sections. Golf hats. Everyday baseball hats like Baseballism, Portland Diamond Project, Royals, you know, that type of thing. And then I've got some hats that need to be on their own because they can't be in a stack.
Those
are my three.
Sure.
So I don't hang them. I feel like hanging them like individually, wives don't like that. And I feel like it looks a little collegey.
That takes a lot of space.
Too. Yeah, it's kind of, it's more of a frat sort of thing.
It's like, come on, it's like having booze bottles lining your kitchen cabinets or something.
I'm with you on that.
So I don't do that, but I found, so I was getting, I needed to wash a couple of hats and I asked my wife, I'm like, man, how, you know, can you, can you wash this for me? And I'm like, just because I don't know how to do it, you know, like, how do I get these, you know, cause when you're grinding over putts out there, you sweat.
Yeah. Stuff happens.
Little white sweat stains across the bill.
Yeah. Yeah. One that I really like, a Torrey Pines hat that has the white sweat stains. It's a gray hat. But I love the shape of that hat. I need to keep the shape. And she said, well, you should go online. They have these little baskets that you can put them in that keep the shape and you throw them in the dishwasher.
Oh, really?
Holy crap. Am I the last one on board with this technology? Because I bought two of them. Mm-hmm. They're only like $4 a piece.
Yeah.
They ship to my house the next day. I've already washed two hats in the dishwasher and they are perfection.
Huh.
Oh my God, best technology ever. And they're plastic. They're just these little plastic rings.
Now, I will tell you that I've seen these. I know of what you speak.
They're great.
I kind of just assumed it was a, you know, kind of a piece of junk, like an infomercial sort of thing. I've never thought about buying one.
Well, I went on and read the review.
Because I wash mine in the dishwasher anyway.
You do?
Just, yeah. I'm like,
how do you, you just throw them in there?
I just throw them in there.
Well, in this instance, I didn't want to do that because I like the shape of the hat.
Sure.
So I could have hand washed it, but that I'm sure I'm going to screw it up, right?
Yeah.
So I bought these, but I read the reviews and the reviews were great. People were like, oh, works perfectly. And holy crap, if those things don't work to perfection, anybody else tried those?
Huh.
I feel like I'm the last one to know about these, but if you need a way to wash your hats in the dishwasher, and you can probably put them in the washing machine too.
Yeah.
They are perfect. It's like a cage. They open up, you throw your hat in, it keeps the form of the hat and then it cleans them perfectly.
Well, I'll be damned.
So good.
Now, I again, know of what you speak, haven't acquired one. I kind of feel like that's worth a purchase now.
Let me get you the
because there
brand.
My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch.
Did we need to play that again? Is that?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Just checking.
Yeah. There are times that I've thought about wanting to wash a hat, but if it is a hat that I particularly like and don't want to risk, then I won't. I'll just kind of...
Yeah.
You know, I let it go. Like, I don't wash, like, baseball hats.
It's hard.
I don't do that. I wash, like, vacation.
Because you get worried.
Yeah, I wash, like, vacation hats. Like,
you don't want, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't want to mess it up.
No.
So, the one that I bought from Amazon is called Dur-Rose.
Mm-hmm.
Dur, D-E-R, and then another word, Rose. Two-pack baseball hat washer for washing machine. And it's $9. And they have 5-star reviews.
Oh, well.
And let me tell you something. I never review anything, but if I did, I would give that thing 5 stars. Worked perfectly.
I'm on it.
And I'm really happy about it.
Right. Someone said they used to use a spaghetti bowl strainer.
That you could do that too.
Huh.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah. Hey, I'm on this. This guy has been using those for 20 years. Fantastic.
Yeah. See, I knew I'd be late to this party.
Interesting.
But I just.
Yeah, a lot of people are giving you
just found
the full marks. Now, I don't know about you, but as I've gotten older, I've transitioned away from logoed sports team logos.
In terms of your wardrobe?
Yeah, just in general. Like, I find when I wear team clothing...
By the way, do you like how it just froze out Tim Taylor?
Yeah, he wanted to come in and talk, and we didn't acknowledge
him. So Tim Taylor just walked in here eating a bag of chips, and we didn't acknowledge him.
No. He desperately was waiting for an opening, and we never gave him one.
Well, there's no other mic.
Microphone,
No. Well, they're over there. He could have plugged in. But
that's also a clear shot at Tim Taylor. He's the only one that ever comes in here and needs a mic. Now there's not one. What do you think that means, Tim?
Right back at you. But yeah, as I've gotten older, I find myself less and less wearing team branded clothing. When I do, I feel a little, like you said, kind of...
As you wear your cowl.
Yeah, I do have a cowl one today. Wilcox gave this to me. And so, like I said, Wilcox gave it to me and I threw it on as I left the house. I just find myself more and more not wearing sports logos. But like most of my hats...
Except for today.
Yeah, I am wearing one today. But most of the stuff I have now is more... like I have a 10-barrel brewing hat that I wear a lot. This one is a surf shop that I got when I was back like Cape Cod. I find myself wearing more stuff like that, or like I'm more inclined to wear a bar t-shirt than I am a Mets t-shirt. It's just kind of, as I've gotten older, I just find myself not, unless I acquire it, like Wilcox gave me this and I'm like, oh, cool. His brother coaches at Cal, go Bears. I have a hard time buying, sports brand things. I feel like I'm 12 when I wear it.
Well, most people are texting in about my new, Discovery on Amazon.
Yeah, people are raving about it.
Are saying that they've had them for 30 years.
Yeah.
But hey, better late than never.
There you go. Well, now you got it. And you can...
really happy.
You can keep your hat game nice and tight.
And the question I have is, why the dishwasher?
It's a little less...
Well, it doesn't roll around.
Yeah, it does. It just keeps it in place and cleans it, as opposed to like...
Yeah, it doesn't beat it up.
Beating it up. It could lose its... Now, with this with these things, if you have these covers on, the shells... then you can do either. But I feel like the dishwasher gets it just as clean and beats it up less.
I feel like if you put the shell in the washing machine, it would be very loud. I'm assuming it's a plastic shell of some sort.
Yeah, it's plastic.
Yeah, so it's just banging around. Yeah.
Do you wash sneakers in the... Because I do that all the time.
In where?
In the...
washing machine?
In the washing machine.
No, I've never done that.
I do it all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
I always hand clean my sneaks.
And sometimes dryers have that little rack that you can put in and just put the shoes on, so it just does the heat around it.
Yeah, either that or I just put like a towel in there and it kind of lessens the banging around in there. But with the hats, yeah, I always go dishwasher.
You ever dried a bird?
No.
No.
Live bird?
No, nope. That's...
We have. That's
not yeah, we talked about
that. Sorry to bring that down.
Would you like me to ask you about it?
No, just
remind you. Have you ever tried a bird? Because I have.
I'd also like to remind you of this.
My brother has his wife on all fours behind the couch.
Do you want to hear Terry Stotts?
Let's hear it. Is he behind the couch? What's happening with the Terror Bear?
He's at his house. And
is he behind the couch?
I tell you what, he's got some nice grass.
Well, I would assume, right?
I mean, like really nice grass.
Well, he's not taking care of that grass. I guarantee he's got like True Green or one of those lawn services.
You think? Or do you think he has one of the like the high-end ones?
Well, he is not taking care
of
his yard.
Of course not. But I tell you what, that grass is like, I mean, I couldn't.
It's like a putting green.
He disseminated a message today on social media.
Is it his account or to the Blazers? Where do I find
it? Oh, he doesn't have an account.
It's the Blazers.
It's the Blazers. And I'm going to play it for you. But you want to see the grass. I want to see.
Look, I don't care about
there's
the
nothing
message,
that none. He says.
I want to see the grass.
You want to see the strange vertical video, even though it's he could have done it horizontally and he's slightly off center.
Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I did notice that.
He's like to the very
but
left.
But he's so
of the
tall,
screen.
Though.
Right.
I think he was showing off his wooded yard. He's got a wonderful back lot.
Is this on Twitter?
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't find it.
Yeah, we'll get it for you.
Well, look better.
Look better. Look harder. Do more.
I'm searching.
Anyway, he's
care
got great
more.
Grass. I don't know why I'm telling you that. His grass is wonderful. It's
oh,
the only
yeah,
thing I care about.
That.
Well, he doesn't say anything worthwhile, but we're going to play it for you anyway. And I feel like they made him do this.
Yeah.
Because he appears to be reading it.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think.
Yeah, there's a cue card. His eyes keep going to it, but
he's just reading it.
I'm with you. That is a quality yard.
Oh my God, look at that thing.
Yeah.
It's mowed perfectly. Mm,
there's some lines in it. He's got some nice trees going behind him and a little, like, there's a shrubbery behind the fence.
Looks like maybe he can go back there and cross a bridge.
Look
into
at the bridge.
Yes.
Yeah. And like, you know what that bridge is? That's over a Babylon Brook.
You're damn right it is.
That's, I guarantee there's a fire pit somewhere, and that's
NBA coach money.
That's
right
good
there.
Times for the Terror Bear.
I saw him once. He lives in, I think, Laco. I think I know right where that is. It's over by Lake or the Oswego Lake Country Club.
Sure.
I saw him walking his little dog once. Yeah.
Well,
it was funny. He's like 7'8", you know?
With a little tiny.
And he's got this little, like, what is that thing?
Like a Yorkie poo or
something?
Yeah,
it was like a white Yorkie.
Sure. I'll tell you what, his lawn game on.
Oh, my
point.
God. It's unbelievable.
Yes.
I want lawn like that.
It's,
anyway.
That's a rich man's lawn. You're
How
not
far
dead.
Back does that backyard go, you think?
That is such a rich man's lawn.
That is. That's a way back.
Well, he's right in the middle of Lake O. So, I mean, I don't think the property's huge. I know the house is huge.
Let's say like half acre, maybe an acre.
Yeah, like something like that. You know, he's a modest man.
Well, it's enough to have a brook running through it.
Hey, do you want to hear what he said to you? It's a message to you, the fans.
It's not going
to
be as good as the grass, but yeah, let's do it anyways.
All right. We'll get to that next, and then we'll talk about an opening day. Here's Mike.
The Tournaments.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
Okay, well, we haven't heard much from your fearless Blazer leaders. At least I don't think. But Terry Stotts was forced to do a very awkward video message to us today.
Yeah.
And all I noticed was his beautiful yard, which really is beautiful. If you'd like to take a look at it, it's on social media.
It's kind of stole the show today, to be honest with you, between that, hats, and Lego baseball.
But I'm going to play for you what he had to say to you, because it's a message to you, the fans.
Yeah.
Okay? So he clearly, somebody wrote this for him.
He's reading off
You
a
can
cue
tell
card.
He's reading. You can hear it in his voice that he's reading. But hey, better that than never hearing from the Terror Bear, right?
Sure.
And he's not inside his house. He's outside his house because I think he didn't want you to see any element of where he lives other than his yard.
Can we piece that together like a forensic detective?
You can probably do Google Earth.
Yeah, and try to figure that out.
Because
like,
I know roughly where he lives.
Yeah, like someone knows that bridge and from the bridge in his back and the creek running through.
Terry, we're finding your ass.
We can piece this together.
Hey, Rip City. Coach Stotts here. Like many of you, I've just been here at home the past couple of weeks as my wife Jan and I tried to do our part to get through this situation as quickly and safely as possible. I encourage everyone to follow the instructions we've all been given for social distancing and washing our hands and surfaces regularly. Please protect yourselves, your family, and our community during this difficult time. I know the team and I can't wait to get back to playing basketball, but more importantly, we can't wait to have a safe and healthy community where we can come together again. Take care, and I hope to see you soon. And remember, when in doubt, don't go out.
Whoa!
Hey!
Whoa! When in doubt, don't go out.
When in doubt, don't go out.
I haven't heard that from anyone else.
I guarantee that's like Todd's doing or something, right? That's
Blazers.
Blaze the Trail Cat came up with that, but I like it. Let's do
it. When in doubt, wait, who's in doubt?
Well, there's people that are in doubt. It's like, you know, we've been chewing it and doing it, and now I think we need to do the when in doubt, don't go out. Instead, chew it and do it.
I loved the, I know the team and I are excited to get back out there.
We can't wait to turn it over 25 times against the Lakers. Could you hear the babbling brook in there?
Let's go one more time.
Well, I feel like you could hear the water. Like, it sounds like he's in a very serene place. Maybe even rehab.
Well, there is... There is a brook in the back, but I don't know if I could hear that. And you're right. I do think if there was an intervention and you needed to have a rehab, I feel like his backyard would be a good one.
Hey, Rip City. Coach Stotts here. Like many of you, I've just been here at home the past couple of weeks as my wife Jan and I tried to do our part to get through this situation.
I think he has a water feature.
No, I think that's like a frequency of the phone recording.
That's what I was wondering. Is that white noise? Or you're right. That's not the brook, but he could have a water feature.
He's probably got a waterfall back there.
Well, he definitely has a waterfall, but that's
well, who doesn't?
That goes without saying, right? A waterfall? Oh, I don't have
with fish. Do you think he has fish in it?
Maybe a koi pond.
He definitely has a koi pond.
I've got a wood pile with dead animals in it, but I don't have a water feature. Come on now.
Wouldn't it be crazy if you found a koi in the wood pile?
No, that's disturbing.
What do you think Terry Stotts home like viewing like TV situations like? Do you think it's
what
great?
Is he watching or what's
no, no,
his
no.
setup like?
What's his setup like? Like if you went to where Terry Stotts likes, I picture him in a big oversized chair.
Sure.
That only he can sit in. Mm-hmm. And his dog on his lap. And then what's he got?
75?
You think?
I'm picturing his own personal movie theater that he sits in. Because a lot of the big homes have those personal movie theaters.
They do.
I'll tell you what, though, man. He's of a generation that sometimes they're not really...
that's right.
They're not dialed in with the big TVs.
That's
it's
right.
Like they don't. It's like overkill, you know?
I don't see him watching a lot of TV.
No.
Well, game film, though. I don't see him watch a lot of game film.
He
either.
Would, but I think that would be a computer, you know?
Which he could beam up to his giant
home
theater.
That's
true.
I'm
going to
go out
that's
on
true.
A limb, and I'm going to make a bold statement right now.
Let's hear it.
The house is
this gonna, is what you're here
this
for.
This is what I'm here for. The house is amazing. I have no, like, just judging from what we've seen of the yard.
It's a nice house.
That house is going to be really nice. But I'm here to tell you.
Love a good
that
butt.
If we walked in, don't I we think we would be disappointed in the TV no. situation.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I do.
I don't think disappointed. I think we'd just be like, okay.
But this is my point. You're going to walk in.
Pretty good.
And it's going to be spectacular. There's really nice furniture. There's going to be some artwork.
There's pillars.
I'll bet you guarantee there's pillars and columns. There's a statue of some kind. There's some sort of, there's some sort of sculpture foyer.
Maybe
that's
he has
Janet.
The double staircase around the edge of the foyer.
Yes, double staircase. But this is what I'm saying. You're going to walk in and you're going to be like, holy crap, this is really nice. And I do think when we got to the TV area, I think there'd be a little bit of like... That's not
Terry.
That's not as good as we were hoping for. Let's
maybe upgrade a little bit.
Yeah, I think compared to the rest of the house, I think the TV area is going to be a bit disappointing. Now, if you walked into Lillard's place or CJ, I guarantee that situation with the TV, blow your mind.
I wound up finding Lillard's home on Zillow and looking at it. It was incredible.
Of course it is.
Really?
Yeah.
And that
I want to see that.
That
by the way, I am
amazing.
I'm looking at the Terry and Janet. Estate.
How did you find that?
As we speak. Somebody sent it to us.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
On what? I want to see this.
We have insiders. And that was not the house I saw him out front of, but he was walking his dog. So, but that looks right. That looks right. I'm gonna get it. I'm gonna confirm on Google. This is how creepy are we right now?
This is what people do anyway. So we're just doing
totally
it on the air.
It totally is. It totally is.
I've had people do that with me. And like someone will, on Twitter, someone will send it. And I'm like, oh, God, man. Don't.
Creepo.
Like, that's a. And they're like, ha, ha, ha. And I'm like, that's not ha, ha,
ha.
What
does that mean?
I have thought weird. That you give an awful lot of details about where you live. And I'm like, Suk, you should probably.
But here's the thing. If you want to find where I live, it's the easiest. Like,
yeah. And there's nothing in there.
No, there's nothing in there. You know, like, and trust me, if you want to come
he's
over.
He's got a Mets hat.
Yeah. Come over and knock on my door sometime. Great.
$1,000 leather bag. Don't knock on my door, damn it. So Terry has a – Terry and Janet. And this house is consistent – the because I'm looking at the front view.
Yeah.
The yard is consistent with the backyard that we just saw in the video. Like, that is immaculate. And he's got an American flag out there.
Yeah, I can see that.
Terry and Janet.
Yeah.
America.
Yeah, well, would you expect anything less? I guarantee he's got an American flag.
Guaranteed, huh?
Guaranteed. He's an American flag guy.
He
Look
is.
At his haircut.
Look at Janet, though.
You can tell by the haircut that there's an American flag out front.
Now, really?
Oh, yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
I do. I would like to get a look at the TV situation, though, to see if I'm right.
Yeah. Maybe I can go over tonight and peer in some windows. See what they got going on.
Can we lurk in some bushes? I'd like to believe that somehow Terry Stotts is going to hear this and be like, whoa, what the hell?
Yeah,
like,
he's not.
Like, really, guys?
He's not listening.
No, he's not.
Okay, so can you forward me the link to Lillard's? All I think about is Lillard's.
I got to find it again, but yeah, I'll find it.
So his house, all I see right now, because he'll, every once in a while, he'll post videos and stuff from his place.
Sure.
So you can kind of see what's going on in there.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what I look at. I don't care what he's saying or doing. I look at, oh.
Okay, what's happening?
He's in his living room.
What's happening in the
nice
bag?
Curtains.
What's happening here?
I picture kid toys everywhere. Because his kid's at that age where you've got like
really
every bit of yeah, because he's got that. What's he? That boy's probably two yet,
two,
year and a half.
There. Yeah,
I picture there's all kinds of kids' toys.
Now there's a room for that. He's got a
you
mansion.
Think so?
There's
I don't think so because
there's a dedicated room.
There was supposed to be a room, but here's what happens. You know this. There's supposed to be a room, and you're supposed to keep it all contained. Mm-hmm. But then you're like, well, I don't want to go in the room with the kid, so I want the kid to be out where I am watching whatever.
Yeah.
And so then you bring the toys out there. That's how that happens.
Yeah, and before you know it, it's just...
Before you know it, toys everywhere.
Thunderdome.
Yeah.
All right. By the way, I'm looking here, and I think I found the ATV in the living room.
The TV
living room, or the living room TV.
For Stotts. How do you know?
Oh, I found it. You can find it on real estate sites.
Does it sit on the carpet?
No, it sits on a very nice brick wall, but I'm here to tell you, I was right. Granted, this was probably the photos from when the house was bought, right? So I'm sure they've made their changes. These are the old, because it's...
Oh, you got the sale photo.
I got the sale photo. So when they bought the house...
What year?
Let's take a look at this.
Because he got here... He's been here a long time.
He's been here a long time.
So I sent you the house, Rob.
So these are old. You know? Oh, this was like 2000. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this doesn't have Janet's touch on it yet.
No, it does not. But I'm here to tell you that if that is where the TV is...
2012.
The old setup was not... It's not commiserate with how nice the house is.
You can't hold that against him.
It's all I have to go on. I can only go on the information. I got to scour to see if there's a photo of Terry Stotts' living room somewhere.
Maybe we can get a mole to take one.
I've seen Greg Owen's living room before.
Yeah?
Yeah, yeah. He had like a loft, though, so yeah, it was,
all right.
Yeah. It's nice.
How'd you see that? What happened?
Long story.
Oh.
Yeah.
Seems like you don't want to talk about it.
I think I'd get someone in trouble.
Big party?
No, but I don't think I was supposed to be there.
Oh.
Yeah. So, just...
Did you drop your pants and take a picture in the mirror?
No, I did not. But again, I...
I don't think you want to be compared in that sense.
No.
No, he was doing all right.
No, I shouldn't have been there, though, so I gotta, you know... My entrance to the house was probably not approved. But it's nice.
I'm going to need to hear more about this.
Again, I can tell you off the air. I'm not going to say anything on the air. But I have been in Greg Oden's place.
Do you think it'd be inappropriate for me to send an evite to Terry Stotts to invite me over?
No,
I'm coming over tomorrow night at 7.
Well, could we send one out to the Blazers PR and be like, hey, we'd like to talk about Terry Stotts' TV situation. Could we?
Well, that would be cool. Like,
could we come in?
Here's what I would do. Okay, instead of a like some canned, hey, you know, what did he say? If you're in doubt, don't go out.
Yeah, if you're in doubt, don't go out.
Instead of that stupid thing that you just made him read, wouldn't it be cool if the Blazers showed us, and they probably wouldn't agree to that. I mean, I get it. You don't want to show. I guess it would look bad because you've got a lot of money and you're showing off where you're quarantined.
Yeah.
But it'd be kind of cool if they did like a Blazers cribs.
Yeah.
Where they're all quarantined up and then they just take us on a little tour of their places. I think that'd be sweet.
Sure.
But that it probably wouldn't be well received.
No. I'll do one tonight at my place if you want an inside look at where I live and in quarantine, if you want to be really disappointed. I could show you my coat closet and Mets hat.
I think you should.
Want to look inside? You want to look inside my place? Here's my bulldog snoring on the bed in front of my desk. Although the highlight of the house may be the Isaac Rop desk. It's kind of the focal point of my house.
It's a damn good desk. You're welcome.
It is a really good desk.
And I don't even have toilet paper from you.
No.
No. All right. Opening day. Baseball talk is coming up 3:49 on The Fan.
Prime Time with Isaac and Souk on 1080 The Fan.
All right, meandering COVID cast number 14?
Something like that.
It's Rob and Souk.
It's all blended together at this point, is it not?
Yeah, we're going to stop counting. It's the new norm, Jace.
Yep.
The new norm. Well, anyway, I'm looking at Lillard's house here.
Holy jeebus.
Dude. I tell you what, Terry Stotts... moderate compared to what Lillard's got going on.
Well,
of course, the money's different.
Damian Lillard signed a $200 million contract and a $200 million Adidas contract.
Dude, Lillard's place is freaking
absurd.
Sweet.
Yes.
I didn't even know houses
in
West Lynn were like that.
Well, there's not many, but that's a whole
That's the nicest. That's got to be the number one house in West Lynn because it butts up to the water.
Yeah, it's...
And he, like, you can't... Like, it's just, and then he's got a moat.
Yeah, there is a moat. There's anything.
That's a drawbridge. Tell me that's a drawbridge.
Anything you want, that place has.
Well, Rob, you have a moat or had a moat.
Yeah.
So it's not that impressive.
But this says
it's a more impressive moat than what Rob has brought to the table.
He bought that for 6.6.
Yeah, good for him.
$6.6 million.
Drop in the bucket. Nicest house I've ever been to. Mike Allstott.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was ridiculous. Yeah. It was on the bay in Tampa, right on the water. And then he had a yacht that was parked out back. I guess it was like a mini yacht, but it was a yacht.
Man, that fullback money must be nice.
It was. I don't know what he had going on, but that thing was ridiculous. Saw some nice houses. Number one, not even close. I was like, what is a redick?
Yeah.
And then I saw Brian Greasy's house where he fell down the steps. That was pretty nice.
Oh, that
too.
Was at his house?
Yeah. Greasy, remember when he tripped over his dog?
Yeah. You were there, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a nice place.
He didn't trip over his dog. He was drunk, right?
Well, that's the...
Oh, you're not supposed to say that?
Well, you
know. That's been long enough.
Lot of steps. Lot of steps at that place. Many columns and steps to get where you need to get going.
Where was that? Denver?
Yeah, it was in Denver. Well, it wasn't in Denver. It was in the suburbs. Like, it was at Inglewood. Like where the practice facility was. So it's not technically in Denver, but it was very, 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 very nice. But Allstott's just on the water. It was like something out of a Scarface, video. Just very, very impressive.
I'm looking at Portland's most expensive house for sale.
Mm-hmm. We got anything in the 20, 15, 20 million dollars?
No,
oh, hell
no.
It's got to be something,
no,
right?
No, there isn't. That's what I was wondering. Is like, I think Lillard's, that's as nice of a pad and property as I've seen in this area. Take a stab. So that sold for $6.6 million.
We got something.
Take a stab at the most expensive house for sale. And now this may just be in Portland. I got to check the surrounding.
Yeah, because we got it in Laco. I would assume you got something in the 8-9 range, right?
This is from fall last year. At least? $8.65 million.
Okay.
It's one of those fancy, modern-looking, kind of like what?
Sure.
Type places.
Yeah.
But it's cool-looking. It's just not necessarily my style, but.
Where in Portland is it?
It is.
Because I'll bet you the most expensive house isn't in Portland. It's got to be out like in wine country or something, and like an estate or.
Look at this. That's the back of it. That looks like a corporate. Like it looks like a corporate headquarters.
Yeah, that's like a Google office.
All glass, overlooking the other thing about Lillard's house is that he's got a outdoor,
just
fire
an outdoor
pit
area
that overlooks his pool, but it's also framed by an arch that looks right at the mountain.
Yeah. It's
dude,
it's,
that is perfection.
It is unbelievable.
Smart man.
Ooh, I'm looking,
I would have bought that too.
I'm looking here. Yeah, if you had $200 million.
That's a good taste.
I'm looking here. There's a condo in the Pearl District for $6.9 million.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many square feet?
It's two units in the Cosmopolitan on the Park, and they're united as one, 4,300 square feet.
Wow.
And you have a full, basically you take up the entire, it's like a 360 degree view.
Now,
I knew
like
someone
to
that
say,
used to live in that building and it is really nice because you can see like the Moda Center and the 405. And so I guess, you know, this is two. So that gives you the almost the 360.
You could probably see both mountains.
You could probably see both mountains.
So that's 4,300 square feet.
Yeah.
And if this is Lillard's house, which I believe it is, it's like 15,000 square feet.
Mm. For the same price?
For the same price.
Well, I mean,
doesn't his mom live there?
I have no idea.
I thought his mom lived there.
Couldn't tell you. But I'm looking here, according to the Oregonian, I have the 10 most expensive homes for sale in Oregon. This is last year.
Oh, in Oregon?
Yeah.
Okay. Bend up there? There's probably some big mansion.
Yeah, there's a couple. The most expensive one was 7.5, and that was in Lake Oswego.
Okay.
And it was just a big gated, you know.
See, Lillard's
thing.
Right up there with, you know, I mean, that's he's in contention.
Yep.
Top five in the state.
There's one here in Bend. The most expensive one in Bend is 4.6. At least it was. So this is, I guess these are ones that sold last year.
So this house that's for sale, that's the modern one I was saying for 8.6.
Mm-hmm.
It's up in the, like by Forest Park.
Yeah.
Northwest off of Skyline.
Sure.
Way up in there.
Makes sense. So the most expensive one, according to the Oregonian, at least this article last year was just shy of 8 mil.
I love stuff like this.
I know.
I'm such a, like, Zillow is great.
I do that sometimes. Like, when you go to, like, a Chinese restaurant, they have that real estate book. You're like, well, I'm flipping through this.
Wait, what? I do flip through Zillow.
Well, no. Like, if you ever sit down, I don't know why Chinese restaurants always have them. They have the real estate books.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I sat down in a Chinese restaurant.
Well, shame on you. Look at Rob being all too good for Chinese food. Nuts to you, man.
I wouldn't say too good. It's just maybe too good.
Wow. Shots fired.
Comic Ryan asks, who on the Blazers do you think has the most modest house? Great question.
Well, he's got to find, you know.
The rookie.
Yeah, the rookie.
Well, but that doesn't count. Let's talk about, like, taste.
Because, like, Evan Turner's house, remember we found out where that was because the truck crashed into his pool?
Yeah.
That what? House was gorgeous.
Did you miss something?
You missed it.
That was a couple of years ago, yeah.
Yeah, what? He lived on, like, the side of a hill.
He lived on the corner in southwest Portland up in, like, the Portland Heights area.
And, mm-hmm. and a big semi rolled down the hill and went into his pool.
No kidding. I don't remember that
I
at all.
I swear to God, Rob, I think you have Alzheimer's. I'm convinced
it's
that you,
possible.
That
do you feel sorry for me?
That you're losing it.
Let's see. Modest.
Again, if you're talking established players.
No, I'm talking like all things level. Let's say everybody made Lillard money. Who would have the most modest?
Oh, well, you can't do that.
Why not?
Because that's.
Yes, you can. No. Because you know Carmelo Anthony, all things equal, Carmelo Anthony's going to have the most over the top stuff.
Sure.
Probably does because yeah. he's made the most money. But I would say the modest sensibilities.
I'd go Ariza.
Maybe Simons.
I'm going Ariza. He's an older guy. Doesn't seem like he's too flashy. You know who's underrated? Like you said, if you're going to go all things
Ooh,
equal.
Rodney Hood, modest. Guaranteed.
There you go.
Guaranteed.
I can see that. Underrated for who would have the flashiest. Hi, everybody. Yeah.
Hey,
I'm going to go out on a limb and say this.
What's up, bro?
If money was equal, you know who I'm going with gaudiest house? Zach Collins.
I thought that or Nurk.
Gaudiest?
Yeah. Collins would
look at how Collins dresses.
Exactly. His would be super over the top.
By the way, I had Trevor.
Like Phil, who is that? Dr. Phil's son. Remember that house in the living room? I picture Zach Collins having something like that.
I have Ariza's house here.
Yeah?
It was written about in the LA Times when he put it for sale.
Oh, there you go.
Because he was with the Lakers.
Yeah.
$3.5 million. Boy. Wow, that looks as nice as Lillard's.
Really?
Yeah, maybe a little less.
Lillard's is nice. I mean,
it's probably not on a river with a mountain view and an infinity pool.
Exactly.
That view of his from the outdoor living area is
boy, it's nice.
Redonkulous.
God, these guys.
Well, again, you're in the NBA, man.
I'm not.
I will tell you that you would be disappointed in a lot of NFL players' homes.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because they don't make nearly what you think they make.
Yeah, NBA guys have it made.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys in the NFL, you know, that are making, you know, a million and a half, even $2 million a year, and they realize their careers are real short, and they're nice.
Yeah.
Most of the guys and
not over the top.
No, I mean, I it's not like I went over to like you know Terrell Davis's house or whatever, but
why not?
A lot. Yeah, I wasn't.
He didn't invite you.
I did not see Shannon Sharpe's house.
Did you ever go to Elway's house?
No, I never went to Elway's house. I was trying to think if there was any sort of function that was there. No, but a lot of the guys, you know, starting old linemen that made good money or linebackers that I hung out with, like you'd see their places and they're just not the NFL money just isn't there and it's not guaranteed money. Very, very few people in the NFL are getting $100 million guaranteed contracts. In the NBA, you don't have to be good. I mean, Myers Leonard had what, $40 million of guaranteed money? Go through an NFL roster and find out how many guys have $40 million in guaranteed money. And if they do, that's you're probably not getting any more of that, right? Like that's you know that's your one contract. So even guys that were good, you just their homes just aren't like that. Like they're all nice homes, but you would not be blown away by them.
Yeah, somebody said Nurk, and you know he's Eastern European. His taste would be wild. He would have a wild house.
Sure.
Probably does.
Yeah.
All right. Are we,
I'm guessing there's,
do we need a break?
I'm guessing, yeah. By the way, I'm going to also throw this one out there.
What time is it?
A custom painting of Nurk up at Nurk's house.
No way.
Yes.
Guaranteed.
Wait, I'm saying right now.
Guaranteed.
Oh, you're guessing.
Wherever
yes.
he lives.
Yes. Yes.
There
yes.
is like a 6 to 7 foot
yes.
custom painting.
Well, didn't you see that?
Of Nurkic in his own house. And he's probably like riding a bear or something.
I was
going to
say the
it.
Same thing. Bear. Yes.
The centaur.
Yeah, there you go, a centaur.
But you know who has that? You know who has that?
What?
And I'm not kidding. This was a thing. It's online. Internet. Google it. Carmelo Anthony.
No.
He has that.
He's got a painting of himself?
Yeah. It's in his living room. I thought, well, I mean, I don't know where he lives now, but they did a whole thing on it.
He probably still lives in New York City.
Yeah.
I'm Googling Carmelo Anthony painting.
Yeah. painting now. They did a whole thing on it. He got a lot of flack for it.
You think there's pictures from inside LeBron's house?
Ooh, Bron.
Now, if you had to go nicest home in the NBA.
Yeah. Yahoo's. Oh, LeBron?
Not only is LeBron's going to be the nicest.
Have
but
you
I'll
seen
bet
it?
You, no, but I'm just saying. I guarantee it's the nicest house in the NBA. It's the nicest decorated with the nicest things. That's not tacky. That's like Floyd Mayweather mansion. Like when they did those NBA or the MTV Cribs things or whatever. I remember Floyd Mayweather's.
Oh, here you go. You can tour LeBron's house.
Yeah. Mayweather always had his thing where he would say, you've seen cribs, now see a mansion. And Mayweather's was just, it's just nicer than any other home you see on there. That is LeBron's house. I guarantee everything about that is ridiculous.
Yahoo Sports, April 19th, 2012, Carmelo Anthony has a giant Carmelo Anthony painting in his living room, and he is posing in front of it. Oh, it's him. It's
oh,
a,
yeah.
It's a portrait of him.
Boy, look at that. You weren't lying.
No, I told you. It's not a centaur.
No,
a little
but
disappointed.
Boy.
Yeah, right over his fireplace.
Like, I was saying the NERCAD one, and then just, I didn't even think of Carmelo.
All right, we got a break, dude. We're way over.
Oh, geez.
So we're going to talk baseball, I promise.
Yeah.
Even though there isn't any. 405 on the fan.
It's chicken.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.